4, 3, 2, 1, level up, 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 level up. All this on me, so yeah.
Welcome to Level Up with Dani. I'm your host, Dani Stockham. It is Thursday, March 19th, and this will be my last show for the month of March, but I will be back in 2 weeks on April 2nd. So, the topic of today's show is balance. And I came to this topic through a little ditty that was playing in my head. And it was the head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. And the reason I had that in my head was because I was thinking about a friend of mine who forgets things a lot. And my daughter made up a little thing before she leaves the house. It's like handbag, keys, phone, and kind of to the head, shoulders, knees and toes little tune. So I was thinking of that. And then I was like, wait a second, we need our head, we need our shoulders, we need our knees, we need our toes to maintain balance in our posture. So that's how that all came to be. This is how I come up with these shows, people. It's not fine science. It's just living my life. However, before we get into the grit of balance, I'm going to do my radio business because I've had success starting my show that way. And if it ain't broke, people, let's not fix it. So I'm going to do my underwriter acknowledgments because without our underwriters, we are nothing. So here we go. Get ready.
Hi, this is Laura Goldman, hostess with the mostest of Laura's Living Room, every Friday 5 to 7 p.m. on Cowes Community Radio, KOWSFM.com or 92.5 on your radio FM dial. Listen to Uncle David's Real Hippie Hour. Tuesdays, 2 to 4 p.m., you'll get a contact high. I'm a fan, and I know I do.
Okay, those actually weren't underwriters. Those were shows. So let me find some underwriters. I wondered why it was so easy. I can't be trusted, people. It's a proven fact. These are all show promos. Okay, we'll come back to that. The next order of business is my current events. Casey Turner Presents invites you to experience music, dining, drink, and a good time with friends and neighbors. Some great music is coming your way at Hop Monk, Sebastopol's Tavern, and Abbey. Here's what's in store over the next couple of months. Saturday, March 21st at 8 p.m. in the Abbey, Mouths of Babes. So that's this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Abbey. For more details and ticket information, visit hopmonk.com/Sebastopol. So that's a singing group, I'm pretty sure, Mouths of Babes. So you're going to want to go and listen to that. We also have a PSA about Sarah's Community Project. Sarah's is seeking volunteers to aid in growing, cooking, and delivering meals to clients in Sonoma County who are facing serious health challenges. The Sarah's Community Project empowers young people as volunteer gardeners and chefs, educating the broader community about the connections between food choices and individual health. the community, and the planet. They partner with healthcare providers and insurers to demonstrate the impact of medically tailored meals to ensure that nutrition is a routine part of healthcare. Shifts are available Monday to Friday in Sebastopol. Visit sarasproject.org, and Saras is spelled C-E-R-E-S, project.org. That's a great place to put your philanthropy, the Saras Community Project. The program promotion announcement this week is Tommy's Holiday Camp. So ironically, and we switch these pages every day, so I'll read this, then I'll switch, and whatever the next show is. But on 3/5, so earlier in this month, I read this one as well. So I'm just going to take a peek-see and see what the next one is. And this is one I've never read before, but oh well. Every Friday on KOWS from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tommy's Holiday Camp, expect something different with your host, Arnaldo. It could be interviews on issues, local, national, and global, or live in-studio music, storytelling, and poetry. Recorded music played has a mostly eclectic British bent, wherein are celebrated the birthdays of notables and events throughout history. Check out past interviews and shows at tommysholidaycamp.com. So that's my radio business. Now to the grit. Okay, I have been on my wellness journey here for like 4 years. And I've talked about all aspects of wellness and different things that I'm doing. But I realized that a lot of my work, whether that's at the gym, in Pilates, in life, on my walks, when I hike, have to do with balance. And let me tell you a little history of my balance. So I've spoken before that I have rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed when I was 15. I was, in air quotes, supposed to grow out of it, but I never did. It just kept advancing and deteriorating. It's one of those diseases. And so I've had a lot of joint replacements, two knees, a hip, a shoulder. But as my life with arthritis evolved, my ability to be active devolved. And it was hard to find things that I could do that were physical, that gave me an aerobic workout. So I did swimming because it's weightless, and I've always been a swimmer. Also, that should be in air quotes, but I've always been swimming. So that was that. Now, in 2009, I broke my neck. So I have a repair from the base of my skull, C1 to C5. It's all metal. It's all like, it's not fused, but it's, you know, supported with rods and screws and pins and the various. So there's not a lot of head movement side to side or up and down, which is an important part of balance. So since I broke my neck, I haven't been able to ride a bike. Not that I can't ride a bike, but I am afraid to ride a bike because it's not just the balancing of the bike. I've ridden a bike my entire life, but it's the ability to like make head movements that keep you balanced. I don't have that flexibility anymore. So I haven't ridden a bike since 2009. So I know that your head is a big part of balance. So because that wasn't awesome enough, in February of 2020, I had a stroke. And it was a midbrain stroke, and it affected my left side. The remaining reminder of my stroke is a foot drop on the left side. Now, prior to the stroke, I was considering having ankle surgery because my ankle on the left side was very, very tight. And I was talking to a foot doctor about maybe getting it fused, because it was really hard for me to wear heels because my foot didn't like to be flexed like that. So there was some talk that, you know, you could fuse it. And I don't know how that helps my high heels, actually. But anyways, I was considering that. Well, then I had a stroke, and now I have foot drop on the left side. And it's still stiff, but I tend to stumble over that foot. So in keeping with what I was saying at the beginning, head, shoulders, knees, toes, feet, hello, your feet are an important part of balance. I was talking to my trainer about toes in general because I remember my maternal grandfather lost toes on both feet from lawnmower accidents. I have so many questions about this. Like, they were riding lawnmowers, but like he got off to maybe pull something that was caught in the blade and it sucked his foot in. I don't know. But on one foot, he lost his big toe and his second toe. On the other foot, he lost the remaining three toes. But losing your big toe and your pinky toe are really key for balance. So my feet, another little rheumatoid arthritis present, were so gnarled with rheumatoid arthritis, every step was painful. So every time, no matter what the shoes were, no matter what the situation was, it was hard to walk. My feet were constantly in pain. And I had a surgery at some point in my life. I had children, so, you know, it was maybe 20 years ago, maybe 19, 18 years ago. I had all the joints in my feet removed. So all the joints in my toes were taken out. And when they do that, they remove all the joints and they put wires in that come out the top of your toe. So imagine five wires sticking out the top of my toe. And you heal and scar tissue starts to form and then they pull those wires out the top of your toe. I mean, it's disgusting. It's grueling. It's a terrible recovery. It's really quite painful. But it changed my life because now my feet don't hurt anymore because I don't have any joints to be arthritic. But I also, when I go up like on tippy toe, there's not really a lot of support there. And in Pilates, you learn a technique where you kind of spread your toes apart and it's called coving your toes. You like cove them under, like to almost grip the ground for balance. And so I have a modified version of that. But you need your feet for balance. You need your head and the ability of your head to move. You need your shoulders because, and I have a artificial shoulder on the left side. My left side's really not good. Does anyone have a left side to spare? And you need to be able to like move your shoulders and rotate your shoulders. And when you go to look at something, you know, your body twists, let's say from the waist, but it's also moving from your shoulders. So you need some flexibility there. Knees, clearly, if you lock your knees, you will have terrible balance. Your knees has to be a soft knee. Well, if you have swollen knees or arthritic knees, a soft knee is a painful knee. So I had both knees replaced and now I can stand and do like a soft knee. I can also lock my knees. So head, shoulders, knees, toes we talked about, eyes, hello, we need our eyes. Eyes are very important for balance. If you lose your peripheral vision, like that's very off-putting for balance. I have several people that have eye issues where one eye's bad or both eye, you know, you're getting that macular degeneration, so your field of vision is smaller. My daughter has a almost no peripheral vision in her right eye. And this makes balance also not great. So our eyes are important for balance, looking where you're going, looking how you're going to get there, looking at what it's going to take to get where you're going, even stairs, navigating stairs. I mean, imagine that you can't look down with your head. You look down with your eyes, but you have a blind spot. I mean, you're going to fall down the stairs. Take it from me. Okay, head, check. Shoulders, check. Knees, check. Toes, check. Eyes, check. Ears. Everyone knows Your balance center is in your ears. People who have vertigo, people who have hearing loss, people who have clogged ears, people who need to watch those TikTok videos where they remove all the wax in your ear. How do people have this much wax in their ear? It's mind-boggling to me. But anyways, ears are very important for balance. It's like your the little anvil and the stirrup in there. They're the center of your balance. So we need our ears to be functioning, fully functioning. Mouth. No, I don't know if your mouth helps with your balance. Although, I have seen a lot of athletes, especially gymnasts, let's see, on the balance beam, where their tongue is out a little bit, like they have that feeling like, I need to stick my tongue out to have good balance. And maybe there's something to that. I mean, Michael Jordan used to fly through the air with the greatest of ease, and his tongue was always out. Could be that. So eyes, ears, mouth. And the final one is nose. And I smell a weird transition because I don't know if your nose matters for your balance. Oh, wait. But it does, because your breathing is very important for your balance. Imagine you're all hyped up and your breathing's like, you know, panting, and you're stressed and you're trying to get somewhere and you're not controlling your breathing and everything's amped up. You're more likely to trip or stumble. So I think we just fixed it. We just put our nose into it. So imagine your balanced breath, your breathing. You're in a situation where maybe you're a little scared, like you're going to do a hike and it looks really steep, and you've got all your hydration handled. You've got the right shoes on. You might even have those walking sticks to give a little extra balance. We've got to get our breath in line. We've got to get our balanced breathing going. So our nose is part of it. Now, I have been working, I would say, probably the last 3 weeks, isn't that right, Larry, on doing balancing things at the gym. My trainer uses the BOSU ball, which is BOSU, B-O-S-U, stands for both sides usable. You can do the BOSU ball where it's the rounded, more rubbery side where you balance on that, or you can put that part upside down. You stand on the flat part and you're balancing on that half circle. No, I don't vibe with that. So the regular use of the BOSU ball with the rubbery half circle on the top. So a lot of standing on that with both feet, maybe holding onto the TRX bands and doing like the box step, off, off, on, off, off, on with both feet, or doing like lunges, 1 foot back to the BOSU, 1 foot back to the BOSU. Or what other ones do we do? Anyways, a lot of that kind of work. And I find that when I'm done with one of those exercises, guess where I feel it? I'll tell you, because how am I going to know if you're guessing or not? In my core. Now, our core is the center of our body. Everything, if we believe everything's connected and we take a look in the mirror, everything's connected. Our head, connected to our neck, connected to our shoulders, arms, connected to our rib cage, our thoracic cavity, where all our organs are, our hips, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet. That core, if that core is engaged, let's say your breath is, we take an inhale as we step on the BOSU, exhale as we balance. So the breathing that I am very conscientious about makes my core feel like it's really getting a workout. So that's a balance thing. I mentioned the TRX bands because I use those a lot, because I need them for stability. And it's like it tricks my brain into thinking that I'm not going to fall off the BOSU ball. But I have done some things where I'm on the BOSU ball and like I can stand there by myself and drop the bands. Or I can say to Larry, just give me one of your hands, and then I'll be standing there and I'll just be lightly holding onto his hand. It's weird. It's like my brain won't let me be alone on the BOSU ball because I have this crazy fear that I'm going to fall. Not crazy, justified. So anyways, I use the TRX band. Sometimes we do these balancing things where one foot will be standing on a foam pad and the other foot will be on the BOSU ball. And like, let's say the foot on the BOSU ball, I'm going to put my weight on that foot and I'm going to do like a march, like a knee raise off of the foam pad. So the heights are different. The feeling is different under your feet. You know, the foam pad is squishy, but not squishy like the BOSU ball. So it's those kind of things that trick your brain, but help to build your stability and your confidence in your balance. Because, you know, I have a lot to worry about. So guess what I do? I worry about it. And sometimes that interferes with my success. In Pilates, I start my Pilates session, every session, on the OOV, which is kind of this egg-shaped, curved thing where you put your booty on the fat side of it and you lay back. The thin area goes between your shoulder blades, so lays across your spine. So you're laying there, your arms are down, like your shoulder blades are closed together, right? Kind of around this OOV. And you bring one knee up to tabletop. And the opposite arm, you raise straight up and you balance on this OOV. And then you switch the other knee up, the other arm. So I can bring up my left knee and my right arm, no problem. But if I try to do the other one, the right arm and the right, no, the left arm and the right knee, no, I'm falling off the OOV. That's all there is to it. Why is that? I don't know. But it's something that I'm determined to be able to accomplish. So I have my own OOV at home, and I try to practice that at least once a week. Okay. Now, when you think of balance, maybe you're not thinking of the literal term of balance. Maybe you're thinking of how to balance your life. How to balance your checkbook, how to balance your diet. Maybe you're thinking of your daughter who's a gymnast and her routine on the balance beam. I don't know what comes to your mind, but in the concept of balancing your life, making sure there's plenty of good to balance with the surprise bads that always pop up so that you can get through them. Now, I should have had a caveat at the beginning of all of this. I am not a professional. I just play one on the radio. My life is no example of the perfect balance, not in any way, shape, or form. Currently, I have been gone from mid-February until Monday every single weekend. So all those weekends, it's like 8 or 9 weekends in a row, gone from my home. Packed a suitcase, got on a plane, and went somewhere for the weekend. It could be a Thursday to a Monday. It could be a Friday to a Tuesday. It could be a Friday to a Sunday, but gone for every weekend. And as a result of that, even though they were all fun, it's not like I was going off to war, I have found myself in a not so great place physically. My body has decided to sound an alarm that I need to reel it back in a little bit. So I took yesterday off completely. I had my Prolia shot scheduled, canceled it. I had my visceral therapy scheduled, canceled it. I had lunch with my friend, canceled it. I had to cancel an entire day, because my body would not allow me to do a single thing. I rested the whole day. Literally rested the whole day. I laid out on a lounge chair. It got too hot in the sun, so I laid out on a couch under a awning. Then I was like, I don't want to be outside anymore. So I went in and I laid down on a chaise. Then I laid down on a bench. And I have this pain in my back. It's my upper back. So like from my shoulder blades to my neck. And it is a searing pain. Like someone's got a hot poker inside just going sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. And it's hard to lay flat. It's hard to sit back in a chair. It's hard to lean back in a chair and put your feet up on the table, which is how you find me most days. So I was in a lot of pain. And I don't have pain meds because I don't take pain meds, not because I'm awesome, just because I don't. And so I took some Tylenol and I tried to like lay on my side. But by 9 o'clock last night, I had had it. I was beat down and I'd taken the whole day off. So I went to bed at 9 o'clock and I woke up at 7:46 this morning. I kind of remember my husband kissing me goodbye when he left for the gym this morning. And I remember turning off my alarm clock at 6:30. But I was dead to the world. I mean, I literally had eye mask, mouth tape, earplugs in. And I guess I needed that sleep. I needed that sleep in my own bed. It's just hard being on the go. And don't kid yourselves. I have a personal assistant. She packs for me. When I get home and unpack, she does my laundry for me. I mean, I am beyond fortunate, and I know this. But it's just the imbalance in your life, in your rhythm, in your internal clock that gets off when you go somewhere. And again, I'm going fun places. St. Louis to see Eric Church. Arizona to lay out in the sun. To go to spring training games. San Diego to see my daughter in her new house and those scrumptious puppies of hers. Like, I'm going fun places. Dallas to see my other daughter, even though we got caught in a snowstorm. I'm going fun places, but it throws my balance off. And we all know the body keeps the score. So if you don't take the break, your body will send you a message to take the break. Now, do you think I have music about balance? Come on, you guys know me better than that. Of course I do. I found some songs. I'm going to play one of them right now because it's a good song. And then I'm going to come back and tell you a love story and just about what that has to do with balance. So this song is called Ritual. It's by Matisse Yahoo. I think he's Japanese. It's called Ritual. It's a good one. So get ready.
I lose my balance. I'm a tad bit out of touch, you can't imagine. On the time that I gave up, it's been a battle. Been on both sides, dark nights until the sunlight. Losing sleep cause I'm in too deep. Imagine all the things I see. My mind tells me lies. No one's here to protect me. Fill my cup when it's empty. Choose, we can't afford to lose. So tell me what to do. Nobody heard me out. When I I'm talking to myself. I had to draw the line. Now I'm living my life.
Unconditional.
Wasn't that so good? I just thought it was, well, I love the lyrics, but I like how it started out about balance. So I am married. I am married to a man who has done things a certain way his entire life. It gives him structure, peace, and I guess balance. I think he would say that he's a very balanced person. I mean, from the outside looking in, you might be tempted to say that he has a lot of rituals and that he's inflexible in changing those. And that, you know, there is some truth to that. But one thing that is kind of particular to him, maybe not, maybe it's a guy thing. He doesn't like when people tell him what to do or how to do it. And this is broad strokes, but so a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, my daughters were like, you know, what should we get dad for his birthday? Like, I really want to get him something that's cool that he'll use, because if he would have saved all the things that we bought him over the years that he never used, please, we could have a store. but they wanted to get him something that was practical. So we talked about how one thing that he has gotten a little frusty about over the years is interruption to his gym time. Now, whether that's, you know, a loud gym environment or, you know, people talking on the phone while they're in the gym or someone turning the fan off while they're in the gym or any of the numerous things that kind of like ruin his gym vibe. He's a gym rat. So the decision was made that my daughters were going to buy him AirPods. He's never had them. I mean, I don't know how you can live without AirPods. And this is a guy who has to have music on at all times, in his car, in his truck, when he barbecues, when it's Saturday morning. I mean, it's always music is on. Music is the soundtrack to his life. I have his funeral music playlist. I mean, music is super important to him. So I was always like, you need AirPods. But that was me telling him that he needed something. So that was, I should have just shut up. But anyways, my daughters got him AirPods, and I feel like there was another gift that went with that. But anyways, I created a playlist for him, and I sent him the playlist, but, and I mean, this is going to shock some of you, he didn't have Apple Music. Now, I have Apple Music. Both my daughters have Apple Music. We have Pandora, Spotify. I'm on Spotify. This show is on Spotify. He had nothing except what he could get off of our music system in our home, like Control 4, whatever it's called. And that was Amazon Music, but you can't really play Amazon Music if you're someplace where there's no Wi-Fi. But if you download a playlist on Apple Music, you can play it. So long story short, he got these AirPods 2 years ago. 2 years ago. I've had the playlist for 2 years. finally, he got dialed in. He came home from work maybe a month ago and said, I got Apple Music. I'm ready to go. Where's that playlist? So I sent him the playlist. So he started wearing his AirPods to the gym and just living his best life. He's like, I just can't believe it. It's so amazing. I don't know what I did before this. It's the best thing ever. So much so that when he gets ready for the gym, and this has been like on these weekend trips, he's already got his AirPods. Did you hear me slam the desk? AirPods in while he's getting ready. He's already getting his vibe on, listening to his music. So the other day, we're in Arizona. I think it was Sunday. Not positive. Could have been Monday. I get a text message from him that says, this song is from me to you. It's about our love. I'm like, okay, this is very off-brand for my husband. Because he's jogging to the gym and working out. Like, what is he, scanning new music? I don't know. Anyways, I see that it's a song called You and I by Stevie Wonder. So I listened to the song and my reply was hashtag wife approved. So now you're going to listen to You and I and you're going to imagine that this is a song that my husband, my partner of almost 33 years, sent to me as a tribute to our love. Ready? God, I don't even know if I'm ready, but let's give it a go.
Together, it's you and I. God has made us for love. It's true. I've really found someone like you. Will it stay, the love you feel for me? Will it say that you will be by my side to see me through until my life is through? Well, in my mind, we can conquer the world. And love, you and I, you and I, you and I. Found someone that may not be here forever to see me through, but I found strength in you. I own don't worry what I
ghost in my mind. You will stay here always and love you and I. You and I. You and I.
Okay, you stop it right there. I'm not crying anyways. I mean, what the everlasting what? How fortunate am I? That was so sweet. Just like jogging to the gym. That's what I get. Thank goodness for those AirPods. It's created a whole new world for him. Okay, balance. If you remember, the previous show I did was on sleep. Our sleep balance, that life-sleep balance is, it's very critical. And it can be very perched on the edge of what is healthy and what is unhealthy. But if we don't find a balance, like I said, your body will let you know. Because your body's keeping the score. Now, my daughter introduced me to this concept of facial balancing. And it makes me mad because it's just another way to make us feel bad about ourselves. I have been in groups of young people, and I'm going to say young people, anyone under 40, where we're going to take a picture, or there's going to be a group picture, or I'm going to take a picture of someone, and they're like, let me get my good side. And I, as God is my witness, do not have any idea what my good side is. I think my good side is me walking out the room from the shoulders up. But kids these days, these youngsters, they're so tuned into what their good side is. Facial balancing, like, so that, you know, one eye is not higher than the other. One eyebrow is not different than the other. One nostril is not bigger than the other. Your cheekbones are in balance. Your jawline is in balance. I mean, if I were brave enough, let's pretend like I'm brave, and I went to someone and said, I want to do facial balancing, they'd be like, we got to scrap the prototype. There's nothing in balance in this joint. I mean, maybe my forehead, because my hairline is pretty solid, but I just don't know. It's a lot of looking at yourself, and I'm just not the one on that. That's part of the dysmorphia. What else? Yeah, so facial balancing is a thing. You can go to a aesthetic place, med spa, and say, I want facial balancing, and you'll come out perfectly balanced, which a natural occurring perfectly balanced face. There are examples of that. I guess Zendaya. I mean, she is gorgeous, but apparently her face is completely symmetrical. You know, God's in charge of that. And God didn't make no mistake on me. That's a song. All right, so that's a kind of balancing. And then how do we balance our diet? Well, I'm the worst one to talk about this because my eating habits are hideous. I don't like food. I don't like to think about it. I don't like to plan it. I don't like to talk about it. I don't know. I'm not into food. I know we need it for nourishment. Obviously, you're dead if you don't eat. I mean, eventually. but, you know, I drink coffee in the morning. If I have like a biscotti little thing, I'll have that, or maybe a piece of toast, although rarely. Although I did buy a loaf of raisin bread. So I'm thinking I'm going to start having a piece of raisin toast for breakfast just to lay a little layer down, because, you know, some days I have the gym at 9 or I walk at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and it's nice to have a little something in there. And then I could pretty much go for chunks of time without eating. And then I'll be like, oh, I'm so hungry, but it's only 2 hours to dinner. So what am I going to eat? Well, yesterday I had some tortilla chips. And I needed the salt because I figured I was dehydrated. And that's also why I didn't feel so great yesterday. I'm really struggling with my hydration. Even though I drink a lot of water, there's just so many hydration tricks. I was listening to Barbara O'Neill, who's like the guru queen. And she said that if you're dehydrated, you should take one little kernel or crystal of Celtic salt, put it on your tongue, let it dissolve, and drink 2 liters of water over time, like little sips over time. One little kernel of salt, one little crystal of salt, doesn't seem like a lot. But I do know that salt is good to hold in your hydration. So I figured, you know, half a bag of tortilla chips, I was salted up. But all I do is drink water. I drink 2 hydros a day, and I think these are 32 ounces each. So, I mean, that's a lot of water. I have the instant hydration. That's my hydration pack. It's the only one that doesn't have any taste. I've tried them all. Trust me. That's the only one I like. But yeah, we've got to balance our diets, our water intake. We need fruits. We need vegetables. I don't like fruit. I like two fruits. I like bananas and I like cantaloupe. I can't explain it. Those are the only fruits I like. I like every vegetable, though. Like yesterday, I ate like 10 carrot, little carrot sticks. I love carrots. So that's something. But, you know, I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken. I like fish, but I don't like to make fish. Fish is fragile. Fish is capricious. Some days you make it and it's like chef's kiss. And some days you make it and you're like dry or soggy or... I don't know. Food is not fun for me. I do like a good cookie, though. And if you have a piece of chocolate cake. And I love a donut. I have a sweet tooth, I guess. I do love those mini Hershey bars. Oh, those are so good. Those don't show up anywhere in a balanced diet. Damn it. Okay, and then the other thing I put on my list was the balance beam, which I kind of already talked about it. But it's my favorite Olympic sport. It's my favorite Olympic gymnastics event. I am obsessed with the balance beam. So when I was younger, I did fancy myself quite the budding gymnast, although I had no formal training because that cost money and we were poor. So I hitched a ride to my friend's gymnastics class, and then I just pretended like I was in the class. Until they caught on and they were like, the heck are you doing here, woman? Get out of here. But I could get on the balance beam and do the splits. I could do a cartwheel. I don't know. I think I could have been a contender. But anyways, I do love the balance beam. It's so cool. I love the sound that it makes when they do leaps, and it's like that hollow but rubbery but rebounding sound. Oh, I just can't even explain it to you, but the routines on the balance beam are under 2 minutes, I'm pretty sure. If there's a gymnast out there, a gymnast parent, correct me on that. I do not breathe the entire beam routine. I hold my breath. I hold my breath and I might suck in a breath to have more breath in there, but I'm never exhaling. I love the balance beam. So there you go. I've talked about so much stuff over the time that I've been on the radio about my wellness. And the other day I was watching Young and the Restless, as I do and have done for 50 years. And two of the characters, Billy and Sally, I don't know if you know them, but Billy and Sally were having like a really deep conversation. And she's like, I'm worried about you. And, you know, you need to take better care of yourself. And he goes, let me guess, you want me to take my shoes and socks off and go stand in the grass? And I just laughed out loud. I was like, ground yourself. Grounding is everywhere. It's necessary. It's vital. It's part of achieving balance in your life. When it's high stress or high tension or high conflict or high drama, go outside and put your feet in the grass. I'm telling you, it works. The Earth's magnetic field will enter your body through your feet while you're standing on that grass, and you will get revived, rejuvenated. You'll feel good. You can spare the 5 minutes. Trust me. The world does not stop if you take 5 minutes for your dang self to achieve some balance. That was a lot. And it caused me to cough. So we started this out by saying, when I cough, I sneeze. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, eyes and ears and mouth and nose. We need all of those for head, shoulders, knees and toes for balance. You got to have all of those working in working order for balance. And if you have a deficit in any of those, head, shoulders, toes, like me, then you've got to strengthen the other parts. Engage your core. Use your breath. Achieve balance. We've all seen the people who lose their balance easily. We all know somebody that has vertigo. So, you know, we've got to work on our actual physical balance. And in doing this, you can strengthen your ability to create balance in your life. My friend Peggy, who I went to St. Louis with to see Eric Church, just had her first grandchild. Her daughter Miranda gave birth to a boy. His name is Odin Taylor Sky, and he's the cutest little cherub. I mean, he put mom through the ringer, as they do, and she's still recovering and taking time with her husband and Odin to kind of get the vibe of, now we're parents, now we are three, and cocooning a little bit. So I want to honor that for them before I demand a visit. so that. And then what else did I just schedule that I was like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice. I don't know. I'm going to have to scan. What have I been talking about, people? What have you heard from me? Oh, we lost some people. So there is a family in Sonoma County, the Zimmer family. They're a very strong soccer family. There's three brothers. And one of the brothers, Marcus, was traveling internationally to watch his daughter, Taylor, play soccer in Germany. He was traveling with his wife, Trish. There was no mention of the other daughter, Tara, but I think she plays internationally as well. Anyways, Marcus had an accident on a scooter. There's no details if he was hit by a car, if it was a single accident. None of those details have been released, but he suffered a traumatic brain injury, and he's gone. So now Trish, who used to coach my daughter, Leah, for several years, I know Trish, I mean, quite well as my daughter's coach, and, you know, we traveled on soccer trips together. I also know Taylor, and I know Marcus a little bit. It's just, it's tragic. It's terrible, and I feel for this family. And quite frankly, our soccer community, because he was the bedrock of what we know as Santa Rosa United. He was the coach at Sonoma State. He's got a long legacy of people that he touched, and he's no longer here, so I send condolences to the Marcus Zimmer family, Trish and her two daughters, Taylor and Tara, and to his niece, Gabby. who I know very well because she was my daughter's dog sitter, dog walker. And I'm really sorry you guys are going through this. It's tough. And one of my daughter's middle school teachers, my daughter actually didn't have her for Spanish, but she taught at the middle school. She's suffering from a terrible, terrible sickness, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is a mind-wasting disease. And there's a GoFundMe on Facebook for her. And I'll link that on my page if you want to give, or if any, your kids ever went to Rincon Valley Middle School. Her last name is Kovach, and so we know her as Mrs. Kovach. But it's a terrible sickness, and there is no positive prognosis. So there's a fundraiser for her. Carol Kovach is her name. Her husband's Bill. They have children. So yeah, two tragedies this past week. Plus we're at war, and the USA lost to Venezuela in the World Baseball League, and I wondered if Venezuela still had their own flag or if they had to put up the United States flag. Kidding, not kidding. Okay, it's 1:57. I have 3 minutes left. American Idol's back on. I've already picked my favorites, Kinley and Brooks. If you're not watching, you should watch. It's actually a pretty good situation this year. And I do my little recaps. But I'm going to play my Carrie Underwood song because I just need a love song, girls and boys, ladies and germs. Let me get up here to the beginning of my extensive playlist. I'm Gonna Love You by Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you.
Oh, sorry, I had to jump in. I forgot, it's March Madness. And guess who's going all the way? Wildcats. Bear down, Arizona, bear down.